Day is almost here. When I sang Wake Awake for the Night is Flying, and when the Swingle Singers did Wach et Auf, do you remember that? It was very, very popular. Was it the 70s or was it even the 60s? It was very good. I thought this was a definite piece of gospel, and it isn't. It isn't even a definite piece of Old Testament. You have to look very hard to find where Sleepers Awake appears, and it's in Isaiah and Jeremiah. It's the promise that was made to ancient Israel by the prophets of better times. Here we have Romans 13, which is a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call that fits in with the key theme of Advent, which is about darkness and light. When people of the past thought about life and work, of course, it was in terms of early mornings and hours of daylight, which was when the work could be done. When we read the words of this letter in traditional biblical terms, it's a wee bit too polite. The wake-up call should be expressed in rousing tones of the sergeant major or the PE instructor or Ruth Madoc on Heidi High or Billy Cotton shouting, wakey, wakey, as he used to do on the radio when I was a boy. There should be a bugle call. There should be a hearty song to reinforce the message. Wake up. Willie Barclay says, it's high time to wake up from sleep. And so it is. J.B. Phillips says, it's time to wake up to reality. For today it is important because we're beginning another Advent. Another year is passing when the second coming hasn't happened. Jesus has apparently not returned to fulfill the ancient promise of the day of the Lord. When the letter to the Romans was written, even then, folk were just getting used to the idea that that second coming might not be as soon as they had originally thought. They were relaxing their sense of expectation, and that's why Paul wrote the letter. The prospect was growing dimmer in their awareness. They were standing down from the state of alert. And they were back to going about their daily business in a world that was far from Christian. It was back in the old routine, in ways that opened them up to the ways of the world, with the world's temptations and distractions and misleading trivia and misplaced values. They were being lured back to the world. And so it is that Paul recalls the believers to the moment when they first believed in verse 11. And he says that. The time has come for you to wake up, for the moment when we will be saved is closer now than it was when we first believed. Now, maybe that's partly to do with the fact that Jesus is going to save humanity soul by soul. Not by one sweeping gesture that's going to convince everybody from something that happens in the sky that they were wrong or misguided or that they really are sinners who deserve redemption or who don't deserve it but surely want it. Soul by soul is a hard job and it still needs to happen. We have to play a part in recognizing that prospect of salvation for so many. But when these people, these Roman Christians that Paul was writing to, had first recognized the significance of Jesus Christ and of God the Father, then they had grasped a sense of what the love of Almighty God might mean for them and for the world. So Paul says, now, that was then, now salvation is nearer than it was then, because every day brings it nearer. Every day. So why this text for today? Yes, we recognize and honor the traditions of the past as we prepare for a season that is one of traditions and memories and nostalgia. But we cannot forget what it means. The miracle of incarnation, the miracle of the baby of Bethlehem born into a human family of human descent, sharing flesh, dwelling among us, bringing the good news of God's offer of blessing and peace and justice, all possible when humanity recognizes that message. So we too need the wake-up call. We need to be assured that it's still going to happen. We need to remember that we are not subjects of the world, but of Christ the King. And so we are called to spread light all around in his name. We are called to offer hope to the world in his name. A story that echoes one I told last week is, many centuries ago, a rabbi asked his students how they could tell when the night was past and day was on its way back again. One suggested, when you see an animal in the distance and you can tell whether it's a sheep or a goat. Another said, when you can see a tree in the distance and you can tell whether it is a fig tree or a peach tree. But the rabbi was not impressed with any of these answers. And he said, it is when you can look into the face of any human being and see there the face of your brother or sister. Because if you cannot do this, then no matter what time it is, for you, it is still night. Our message is not to live in the darkness of the world's night, not to move around in the world like sleepwalkers, but to be on the watch for the Lord. Not just to wait for the watchman's call, but to be for the world the watchman of salvation, and women, the watchmen and women of salvation. Amen. Yesterday was St. Andrew's Day. So we pray in the words of the collect for that day, which reminds us what a great follower of Jesus was Andrew, our patron saint. Let us pray. Almighty God, you gave such grace to your apostle St. Andrew that he, readily obeying the calling of your son Jesus Christ, and followed him without delay, bringing his brother with him. Grant us the same spirit of cheerful obedience, that we may give ourselves willingly to share in the witness of your church to the whole world, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.